Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to How to Gael with Darren Louise and Shiva at Acast Production. Deep August Falta go How to Gael. Lumsa Shiva.
Lumsa Darren.
August Lumsa Louise. Chris Thomas Gael. So we're posting for who? Fwinov na Bleonora.
Yeah, ta na tranonti ana garid ach ta sheena a chachlish in law ags ha call luther magoing sa tranonti in ishgwil Louise on the national airwaves.
Yeah, gals, I know it's a big lifestyle change, like, but it's great. The structure, having a Monday to Friday for the first time in a long while feels like, yeah. I know. I'm like, so what are weekends? Like, it's amazing.
I know, I'm very, very jealous. That's
on chain rods though is like filling up the evenings. Like, I do feel like there we need to get going now with our yoga.
Listen,
become good, like active girlies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm your woman anyway. We'll
actually, do you know what I was thinking of doing?
Go on.
Oh, I don't know if I want to actually say this on record now because you'll have to hold me to it. But I was going to sign up for the Limerick 10K, like the Great Limerick Run. Okay. Now I've never in my like a 5K is a stretch. I'd be keeled over after about 2 kilometers right now at this current fitness. Yeah. But I'd love to challenge myself. It's not until May.
Oh yeah, 10K is not hard to do.
Come let's go.
I don't know. Yes,
would you do it? No bother.
Yeah, I'd be slow. Like, I wouldn't do it in a good time, but yeah, I would. Like,
you could leave your house tomorrow and run a 10K.
Yeah, I'd be very slow. I'd be very slow. Like, I wouldn't do it in any good time, but like,
Would you not? You'd be able to run for 10 kilometers without stopping tomorrow.
Yeah. At a very slow pace.
When's the last time I went for a run?
Okay, so actually you're going to be very impressed with me because I did some amount of boozing over the Christmas and I was like, you know when you just feel really crap in yourself and I haven't run properly in ages, and I've actually ran a couple of 5Ks over the Christmas at slow paces.
What's it? Give us the time. You go on.
Oh, like I would run a 5K in like, it's going to take me 35 minutes. 38 sometimes.
Neil's doing great.
I know.
Neil's doing great thought to extra.
But fair play, I love that.
If you're really hungover,
I'm obsessed like, with the winning. Anyway, like I do 10K.
Okay, yeah, I know. I think I'm iron camera, a horse mock lot, GoPro, a career.
I fully thought I needed 5 months.
What do you think is a good 5K time?
Glock of shit. Oh, I don't know, like 20 minutes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but that's when you're like fit, like, and you're, you know, in your running.
Sorry, but like to run 10 kilometers without stopping, I feel like if I ran 20 minutes, I need to lie down.
No, like Glockish Kuig me Urms to train all the decade fun gate. Yeah.
Annie, well, it's not that impressive.
I would have
clearly
thought that I would have been well able, but now I'm going to have to rethink that.
Sorry, so actually, Mohim got done it, like, really near Revan Winnie Nogamasset and shit. I was just like, near Hickmay,
well, Neil, mate, I mean, this is, you know, when you're like sitting at home and you're like, oh my God, to my church vegal, Kugi, Haasikeda, I really can't go drinking again tonight. Unless if I do a bit of a run, it cancels it all
so
out.
So it's blackmail.
It's kind of, it's emotional torture. Yeah, it's emotional abuse.
That's amazing. Yeah. I would love to be someone who would get out and go for a run. Yeah. Like, I'm just not a runner. I do A in Rodella. Yeah. I would actually be more likely to go to a salsa class or something.
Well, but then came from all at 10K.
Because I just want to do it for myself. I want to challenge myself to become a runner.
It's Thulon Mahe's and Athlean, I think. But like Neil, really, like it's not enjoyable. Like I do it, but I don't.
Yeah.
Every step I'm thinking, I'm running. Same. It's so hard to get. You have to really get your fitness levels up
to get
out of that mindset.
I'd also be a bit scared to run in Dublin. I'd need to find somewhere safe.
Come on. Clontarf and Clontarf. It's the best place though.
Actually,
isn't
Declan. I've a bit of Nuach. I popped my Hoth cherry And we stopped in Clontarf on the way out to home.
Oh, amazing.
And we walked those lovely cliffs.
Care to get yeah. to?
Anias.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Connery nice.
Connery
and
Tashin.
Oh, my God. I was actually Erin Hyde there. Yeah.
Connery and Pick, and I was like, that looks like Hoth, but it couldn't be.
It was. Yeah. I was fair up, early, like just low on Lilla Nime Chinola Gigubber, 27th or 8th. And the next day, we got up early, drove out to Hoth. And unreal. I was like stopping in Clontarf on the way. I was like, Tyrion pointed out this, giving him the little tour.
Oh, good,
that's the
good.
Nice Indian restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, and Canary Kitchen.
That was it. Yeah. It was Anakanohuch though. The day we were there, like we were kind of queuing to like cross people out on the cliffs. It was very busy.
Yeah. Because we got to the Dalmach, you know, for their fresh air. Yeah. Nullug.
You didn't see Shiva out for a swim.
Underneath out in Hoth Bay.
Between us, we could do a what are they called, a triathlon?
Yeah, triathlon.
How are you on a rower, Louise? How are you on a rower?
Probably better. Well, you're clearly the runner anyway.
Well, Shul apparently. God, yeah. Like I'm actually thinking about that now. 35 is very slow time, isn't it? For anyway, look.
You really
no judgment. Really
yeah,
I really
yourself
exposed
there.
Myself there. Anyway, look.
Give us a few more months. We'll all be running the cliffs of Hoth and jumping in for a swim after.
It's not actually on a yes there, Lana. Look, and it was my best performing Instagram post as of late.
Oh!
And that's what's most important.
We love
isn't
the
it?
King yeah, pick. Yeah. Oh, well, it was a full swimmers. We love a swimmers pick.
Oh, yeah. An unsolicited dip pick, I like to call them. Anna Kishta.
Anua.
So, Ryan, a story new again on Shocked and Shaw. Yeah. Fall to Rova, a story new. And new listeners, you're very, very welcome. Bader and Tane folk, really go on my heart now. Be keen to Shinna Lanyant Air Instagram. We are on Instagram at How to Gael and we share loads of stuff on Gloosh.
How to Gael has officially surpassed myself and Shiva's Instagram following. So look,
it's coming for you.
It's coming
now.
For you, girl.
Come for me, lads, and also follow our individual pages because we love the validation individually and together.
Yes, please cure us of our seasonal depression.
No, but actually, we do love it as an interactive platform because obviously we only meet to record the podcast once a week or once every 2 weeks. So being able to have like access to what you think every day is unreal.
Yeah. So if you just keep logging in there now, Louise. Did you log in at all over Christmas?
Yeah, I did. A few times.
Can't remember if Misha allergic or allergic.
Oh, you're better
we're
off though.
We're there in Gawker Hard Allergs, so fair play.
There you go. Well, it was
Tyrion,
hardly
like,
active now.
The absolute elite person running 5Ks, Instagram.
In 35 minutes, Jesus Christ.
Tyrion, you're the Pakosh to Umlan.
I know, I'm telling you, you'll see me now like a snail along the Clontarf Promenade, checking my Instagram.
Is it a snail? Yeah. No, it's Tyrion Lockhorn.
But no, what we do have to say though is come running all at all directions towards us. We will take you in any form. We love.
I'm actually fucking mortified now. I can't believe 35 minutes. I genuinely was unaware that was a bad kind of a time until.
Oh my God, I would delete Strava if I was. I'm going to follow you and see all of your short runs.
I did. I was actually going to run a marathon last year, lol. And I did one of those. I did one of those.
In 4 days.
Running. Yeah.
Slow and steady.
But I did one of those.
Rumor has it she's still running.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish any day now. I started in April. I did one of those running testings, you know, where they like measure the CO2 and like your fitness and all this and
flying colours, I suppose.
She failed. She's the only one to have ever failed.
She found that Julie has
no
one lung.
Oxygen going in. You're running so slow. But no, your man is like to me, oh, like you're great, you're so fit and blah blah. Or like you're in really good fit. And I was like, oh yeah, amazing. Now in fairness, in my head I was like, oh sure, I don't even need to run the marathon now. Like I know I'm fit, so it's fine.
So near.
Martha
were far later treadmill going to Ockley.
No, like I was like, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not, I don't need to be too worried about
was
it. Like,
this,
was this
before or after you turned down the coaching job for Operation Transformation?
Oh, no, we're still in negotiations. This is last April. I can't believe
Darren Fitness Ni Glacko. Darren Fitzbo Ni Glacko.
You know, they often say about me, calves to burn, but anyway.
Okay, gals, taming a shock to no snua gwa lumsa tusa curlesh, if fiha fiha kahar, na kunis fuckle fui le a usoid. Ain't guesses, kain fuckle thought own. One word.
Ri.
I And I didn't to account her free fame Luke through Lassie. Yeah.
We're going to redefine the word riff. Just
sorry, yeah, that's really mean.
Yeah. Sorry, no. God almighty. Unsee.
Very, very good.
You've ruined it. Sorry. Okay. Fuckle of wine. Tom McAllard will be fuckle of wine. It's in the title of the pod, so everyone else already knows what it is.
Okay. We mentioned Dilla Rog will Ogler and go to contest new counterfeit true Lou registration episode during the going.
Oh, yeah, and a flick all.
Like flick all. Oh, it's brown flick all, though. Like, not good, she's in good ass, though. Like, just mere fuckle. Come on. What do you call a word that sounds like the action?
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I think like flick all is that. Does that sound like it?
Well, whatever weird sounds like it. Yes.
Gals, come on. It does. It's like an onomatopoeic word. Anyway, that's clearly not fuckle na bliana, is it?
Fuckle na shachtana, no.
No na shachtana now.
Fuckle na thomwyd con flay yenever in you, na no. On fuckle no. On Albert lawn a fain, the full sentence, no. So, those kind of a wohin shif if we vocal now. I have mixed emotions about it. Kind of a wohin shif if we.
It's kind of Kazula, like that really good 5K time is just beyond my reach. Like, no, yeah, that's a really dacker.
Yeah.
I'd say chlushal.
I think that, like, obviously it's a negative word, and as like a positive person, I find it hard to use it often. Mm-hmm. I think obviously it's essential, like it's the opposite to yes, but like I think in Irish culture we are not great at saying or like being negative if we can avoid it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I think we find our way around no.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I was going to come to this later, but
because it sounds like such a dirty thing to say straight out. No, it sounds bold.
Yeah. So what are some other ways ye say no?
Oh, loads. So many. But depends on the context. But I think like that's exactly it.
Yeah.
There are so many other ways to say no. Yeah. And we always find them. How many people do you know, right, that don't come across as ignorant when they say no? Just no. Like it's kind of a rude do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think we've been taught growing up that like saying no is bold.
Well, do you know what?
Yeah, or rude.
I was looking into this. Right. Yeah, about like, well, some people struggle to say no because it stems from childhood, you know? So some people struggle to say no because they were taught to be polite from a young age. So in so people
polite.
Yeah, because like, you know, you're always taught to be polite and forthcoming and as, you know, a glockula stuff. So that makes it hard to say no in one way. But the other way is that we don't want to use it because we heard it so much marfoshti. You know, and because it's so negative to us. So I think your early relationship, letting vocal know, shapes your relationship.
Oh, here we go.
I know. So it's McGeary because we know a shift to sheer. Our coolest shift know. Now, can I just say, I think you can spot a mile away the people who were told no a lot as children. And I'm not laying blame or ain't Tish Mahori on Shaw, but people who had slightly stricter parents, I think you can spot them a mile off. Away. They are book wild. They are wild.
Oh, and Gavin too.
Yes. Now, honestly, think of Dini at all, like, just Rubyug Fionn, you know? They like a bit of Kosherok, they're Rubyug Donna.
They're a bit fucked up.
A bit loud and proud.
Because
and, like,
they've, like, rebelled.
Exactly. Yeah. They had little Iria Mock, Augusteed, you know, Sadega. You know? So I think, like, and I'm not excluding myself from this group, just FYI.
Yeah.
But Sweetie and Dini at all are into Gush that are a little bit Fionn, they're parish animals. You just know they had strict parents.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like, I 100% know what you get. You see that Nair Hussain is clashed, especially.
Yeah.
And people just like a switch. But a better one was your tachter show, Rodbugni Shinna, you know, and like people have kind of settled down now and they get to our stage. But yeah, thank you, Arthur, definitely clashed. But Tommy just is mean of our ma, Hahi Hain, because like, Nair Thathura, oh, people are book wild and whatever. I'm like, so I had my wild days as well.
It's though if it may really agree Thogarty and Shin Gidi, like how our formative years.
So actually what I would say about that in my formative years is we probably did hear no, but we were like, okay, we're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah.
We might have taken it on board, you know what I mean? So I don't know what that says about us.
Yeah.
Quilty book wild is though,
okay? Either, but like, yeah. Actually, if mom had said no, we'd been like, oh, it's grand, we'll get around her. But if dad, like, I feel like the bookend.
Really?
Because he would rarely
Yeah, like, Nia Rogue Farragut.
Yeah, I guess Nia Rogue really, I suppose, like, Vian Cuth Glaring Mom, but you knew when dad was giving out her or all no, or Foig, and she was like, okay, this is actually a serious no.
Yeah, okay. Especially if we're like, I think in Oktok, Vian, like, you know, disciplinary award, you know, and like, yeah, Mohiok, it was a one, definitely. Yeah, one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, yeah, you wouldn't want to cross moon toward Davinish now.
Oh, really?
So, Conas a thaw shivsha ag usoid on fuckle no. Mar dorthos an shin Louise, you know, thaw like bali ag sula linea usoid. So, let's erduce thos numak lasiv ibra. So, if you're asked to do something work-wise and you shouldn't really take it on, like, how are you navigating a shin?
Oh, like, I just find it the most difficult thing ever. Vimur caught me allershin, me and Shiva went to go get coffees just before we started recording, and we were talking about a conversation that one of us has to have in work, and we were like, that's such a hard conversation to stick up for yourself and, like, not to take, you know, whatever somebody's offering you or whatever. Like, you know, you have to lay out your own parameters. I think I said this to you both before, but I went to see a woman called Kate O'Dwyer, who's like a, especially when you're working for yourself, she specializes in kind of women's career coaching, and like, because you do have to have all these really difficult conversations in work, and she really helped me like learn a couple of tools. Joe, when you're in on a work call or whatever, and they're like, and you'll do this, and you're, it's really hard in the moment, and you just want to please everybody and, you know, be a team player, but like, even just to take 5 minutes to yourself and be like, Joe, can I get back to you on that, and then like work yourself up to being like, no.
Yeah.
But I still am really bad at that, but I'm kind of more conscious of it, and I don't like jump through all the hoops, but it's a learning curve.
And it's Queen Umsa Hannah Gador Thussa Gon Galakala Hainrod that doesn't have the three P's.
Yes.
Please inish down for the three P's. So Marikashid Heish Fonoklum Ogun Orthue.
Okay, so I actually got these from the O'Connor. So Felimi O'Connor, who's a really great director, Gamia McGubber Lesh Kaminik, and Donal O'Connor, who's a great producer. And the two of them, like, talking to you, Galore Corledum Lemo Chadibra. And they're like, whatever you take on work, it has to have two of the three P's. And that's kind of your parameter to. If you're Idrigal Core, like, can I do this, should I do this, whatever. So either prestige, profit, or pleasurable. And, you know, it's the dream is obviously to get a project that you can work on that all three P's are there, but I mean, they are, you know, the unicorns. So if you're kind of Idrigal Core, then you're like, should I do this or should I not, okay, is it profitable and pleasurable, then I'll do it. Is it prestigious and pleasurable, then I'll do it. But, you know, there's no profit. So if you've got two out of the three P's, you ain't doing too badly. But if you're only doing one.
So on Phelim Kesh Jackerker, what two P's does our podcast?
It has four P's. Podcast is on carousel. Well, yeah, I mean, that's Corla Untuch, though.
Yeah. I love that. Like, really, Don Shay Shin Lom. I'm going to try and use that now. I'll carry Foots of Louise, like a cursy eyebrow.
Yeah, ain't him latter. I think we'll say Kojacker Noah Raw, and I think it's something innately Irish to avoid it. I know I've said that already, but I think we, it seems like such a rude and finite thing to say. Like, it's not in my nature to just outrightly say no. And I think, again, Brahanche Aaron, like, Cohex, you know, but there definitely is loads of times, you know, where you will be in situations and on the spot and you kind of panic, say yes, because you're pleasing people pleasing, or you think the right thing to do to make me look good or to, you know, is to say yes. And I feel like there's a certain amount of that you have to do in this industry. Like, let's face it, it's definitely like there is groveling, there's hustling. That's what media is all about. There's so few jobs and, you know, so many people want them. So like there is a lot of kind of having to suck it up sometimes. But that's, I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do. But unfortunately, like, it tends to be what can get you ahead sometimes. So there was actually, maybe not in terms of saying no, but I did get a great piece of advice from someone who was older in the industry. And it was around working for free or doing voluntary stuff, right? So if you're like, and maybe people are tuning in who want to get into media and want to get into radio, TV, they say take on all the experience you can get when you're starting out. And I absolutely did that. And, you know, after a while you're like, okay, well, experience doesn't pay my bills and like all of this, you know, and have value, have your luch fein and make sure that you're valued for that. And I remember she sent me a template of an email that was just so brilliant and I still use it still, right? And it was like in response to someone asking you to do a gig for free. So Mar Hampla, it might be a school saying, could you come out and chat to our TY class, which I've been a moonthor, I understand Neil Budget's egg skull and that, I guess, you know, or rinta kaishi them kesh to her, I would have asked as a teacher myself. And the email's just really nicely worded without saying no. It's like, thank you so much for your interest in me and the fact that you think our values align on this project. But at the moment, unfortunately, I am not taking on any unpaid work. Yeah. But if you do come upon a budget, please come back and we'll do you know. And it's just like having wording it like that rather yeah. than you're keeping like your connections, like you're keeping the relationship sweet yeah. and you're not like outrightly saying rod jultach, like yeah. no, I can't yes. do it.
Yeah.
You know, thought or all no, but you're just not really saying no. So in terms of work, I think if there's something I know I have to say no to, I don't actually say no. I kind of like feel I'll kill the situation with kindness
okay.
and then decline.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So thought to hate talked to erbalak dasla no ara.
Bather and bather, that's Rodig, and that's probably saying something about me and on winning at all. Yeah. Maybe I'm not winning a cocoon. No, we're all no dearach mach.
But I think like on qui not go to a glockalesh and over, that's still a no. Like to be there in her on shin that she struggles to not accept the work.
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that you can say no in whatever way you can is fos, I think, came contussy. No offense there.
Oh, yeah, no.
And
yeah,
I would be. I want everyone to like me at every minute of every single day so I can never
absolutely
say no to anything.
Yeah, so
you
I
know?
Can sleep soundly at night without crippling anxiety.
I need constant validation. Yes. So I'm going to say yes. Oh yes, I'll do my best to do that. Yes, I'll do that. Yeah, so I think Galerian Triana could money nuggets grow fatal at dual stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I think you have to like in, you know, you just figure out the things that work for you and don't. Actually, I was in a situation, I don't even want to say this, but I will say it actually. Why not? Where I was offered a really nice job, okay? It was a road television. And I, every part of me wanted to say yes. It would have made sense to say yes. But I just knew done poster lesion ni rev me like on dinner kyarth. And I just knew it. I was like, I can absolutely say yes. And I know they'll take me on and I'll do it. But this just isn't me. It's not, I'm not going to suit it. Like, I'm not going to be my best self.
Yeah.
So Dorit may know, and now Egonam, I was like, shit, fuck it. Why did I say no? I've lost an opportunity. But actually, it was the right thing to do. And I did get a bit of Corla Egonam. And sometimes, like, you know, what's for you might pass you. That's okay.
Yeah.
And some, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually going to jump in here as well because this is a big thing. You were talking there about someone asking you to do something for free. And like, I'd actually nearly, if someone goes on to me like, listen, will you come and do this for free or whatever? And like, I understand they don't have a budget. And I'm like, look, fair enough. And like, that's so, what really irks me is if somebody asks you to do something for a really shit amount of money, because I know that there is a budget there. And like, for example, we had a conversation about this ages ago, but they were looking for contributors for this TV program. And it was like to be talking heads on the, and it was going to take half day to record the whole thing, and they were offering really shit money, and I was like, F you, because I know that you're not putting this in the budget line. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And I like emailed them back, you know, these are people that are working in the, and I was like, lads, like, this is not a day's pay, but like I would miss out on a day's work to go and do your half day. Like, F off. Yeah. You know, it's okay. Kind of consulting.
So talk to me, Noah. Well,
I want to clear that up as well in case teachers are listening and being like, God, she's an awful bitch, she wouldn't come talk to you.
I don't mean that
was a bad example on me as well. I think, again, brand hair and cohex, like if it is something, like you have to weigh up, especially if you're working freelance, like you can't always be doing freebies because you lose value. Mm-hmm. You don't seem as reputable as a, a talent or whatever it might be. Talent, sorry, that's kind of a dirty word, isn't it? But
are you in the RTE tribunal? Sorry. No, Kelly,
you can flip flops and we show us some.
Kelly.
But like, do you know, I think the thing is like, you just need to get a little bit clichéd and you kind of need to protect your own peace.
If
you were a guard, they you know, you wouldn't be asked, would you come out and, you know, do this, patrol the streets for free? Like, you'd be like, no.
Sorry,
thanks.
I shouldn't have chosen teachers at TYs. We're going to have to.
No, it's Brawling Moon Tory.
Like, yeah, it's Brawling Moon Tory. And obviously that's a different,
you're
like,
just talking from experience here. Who did you ask to come into school for free?
Yeah, Hector left us hanging. No,
Hector's getting an awful dude here.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So then, a bugarai could he cursey so shiota. August, a jewel to la query ho shiota. Therein, my little party gal.
I know. Oh, God, it's terrible. This is the plight of. Feel all her, this to my egg din of. Like, this is so ridiculous, right? But to me, idracha chorle because irachar am dull gudi, ta cordil am dull gudi Glasgow or five Celtic connections or five couple law. They're like, oh, do you want to come? And I do really, really want to go. But I also promised a family friend that I'd go to her 90th on the Saturday night. And
you're a woman in demand.
Yeah. I know, I'm a woman in demand. Whether it's, you know, debaucherous weekends away or 90th birthday parties, I do it all.
Party's
a party, and I'll be in the middle of it. But so I don't know. I feel really bad, like, because I'd love to go. I'd love to go to both of the things because actually, the woman who's turned 90, I have a great time for her, and she's deadly. But also, I really want to go on the weekend away. So I don't know what I'm going to do. So this is the prediction.
You could regret missing
life.
The 90th.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'll regret missing the 90th, and it'll be a great night.
Or Aglanach will brella. I like it.
Yeah,
sads, but like shit on sale, isn't it? There'll be another Celtic connection.
I know. Oh, yeah, actually, it's
probably should be my Stuma there, Louise.
Yeah, so probably my maid Dougie 90th, to be honest. And like
Beshe lit.
No, it's just on 90th. He had this airing and on Dershafton on weekends. No, so probably grind make the 90th because yeah.
And then I know Louise is so quiet and shy and retiring over there. So
on a hue and her fad. Yeah,
Louise is off the drink. Apparently,
yeah,
she's doing dry. We'll see now. I'm a week on the dry now, Louise. So we'll see. Yeah.
I'm about 2 or 3 days and it's going well.
I'd say it is, yeah.
Tom can hear at the end of kind of an alcoholic yak and their fag piece. I just for my own self, like I feel I want to be in my healthy girl era. Like I want to be getting enough sleep and eating well and
I'm
like
running 5Ks.
Well, Louise, not that that's impressive, apparently.
For Louise, thought the year of shock thing I got in it.
Oh yeah.
So you're kind of like you kind of have a license to liquor.
I know, but see, so Declan train all kind of with Ian and Ish, and he's like on track and like
Ihegamag. Okay, so it's Desh Ma.
Yeah, and I really feel like our fag like couple of me there, like Darren Ablina, we had it was such a blowout. Like, God.
Yeah.
Gerrish Afton was full.
Darren Niblina. Caught me out or Laura Niblina. August Toos Niblina.
Do you know what? Fefe Tree was a party Blina.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm just like, let's rein it in a small bit. But in terms of saying no in social settings, like
if you get an invite to go, like say you've decided to go to something. Actually, this is good. You have committed weeks in advance to going to Rodeigan Le Cúpla Corda, is it? I don't know, Cúpla Jóca Doc Carolat. And then you've had a mental working week. You're at the end of your social battery, your mental battery, and you really should decline and be like, no, ta ihe satig wem, like I may see her in Tullog, I may take away your ordu. You know that's the best thing to do, but what do you do, Sasive Shin?
So I've actually not really been in those situations because I spent so long working weekends. So I'm just going to flip that a small bit on its head and say that I have tried to shoehorn in social occasions into my, for all the world, working days.
Okay.
So I have, at the expense of my work, will have gone in hungover to work because I've said yes to a party I shouldn't have said yes to on a Saturday night when I know I'm working Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, I feel when I was working weekends and like really committed to making like good radio, I'd be like, okay, Louise, you have to like, you know, just commit to this and Diru Shacher on Uber. Like, this is just the way the cookie crumbles, thought you're going and there's Shachna. It's not your off time, it is your friend's off time. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I've missed so much stuff. I've missed weddings, I've missed like birthdays, loads of stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I've just had to prioritize on Uber.
Uber, okay.
But like at the same time, I did get a bit better.
Louise, I've seen you agree to mental stuff on the corridor. Yeah. I really have. I've seen you go above and beyond. Yeah. So I just like, I know you say yes, yes, yes. Nurg or Faderlash. Yeah. You know?
Like I've missed, it's something that did kill me a little bit in Nurg. I missed some of my really close friends' hen parties.
Yeah.
But I just...
But there were all the ones, the all the ones that you bent over backwards to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Dana Mirroch. Yeah.
Well, come Yeller and Lawson, if you weekend on, if you took over and Laura Father on radio, then you drove down to Kilkenny to go to a hen party. Then you came all the way back, did another day's work in Dublin, and then went back down to the hen party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Louise clearly hasn't got this no thing figured out at all. So Shiva caught food to that. This is a Vodney's fire, I feel.
A raw no.
I think so.
Are
no,
you joking.
Okay, no, no. I got that arse.
No, oh my god! Like Michonne did a
journal. Did you write for three and check?
In case you're in doubt,
Michonne did a ismasa le jewel to le hainrut. Like
really?
Few, yeah, you know, we make corn where they can get of a mochiach ihe can blina. You know,
yeah.
And then just like hosting dini kind of a tisha mock, and I was like, do you know what? We actually really good ask fwaki enough.
Okay.
But we Bert Cara. Avi Gafola talked, and I was like, I just don't want to. Okay, they would probably be grateful for me to cancel, but like the thought of letting anyone down of what they would want to do would no. It ended up all being cancelled. It was delicious.
Okay. So Vitu Savala fechan term magstahio she.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Well, okay.
Sorry, I may text Leo, mom.
Gas. Oh, stop.
For a Darren, I never sent it on to you. Sorry, Lana Reich.
Okay.
Right.
Mom yeah, well, sorry, Louise's mom is the biggest hype girl ever. So she gahunt us.
Yeah,
again,
she's a gawkilla ep. She like so cute. Us. Oh she quotes us.
Quotes us.
Can more of our nay story quote us, please?
Yeah. Oh, this is our Iachin Vlina. I was a curie le Declan via Marie just like an old John Lekela ringing in the new year.
Really anyway. Cute.
And mom texts a little message and goes, Louise, bunis on a soup, us on show, ag dirin agus ag dahi, Iachin Vlina, or it hide on a hill like a scalior, aberlehi, wink, wink, wink.
Oh, Anna cute. Well, girl, meal, meal. I got cocoa. Yeah,
she was. Yeah, so she was glued to you anyway.
Fair play to her.
August Michelle.
August Michelle.
But yeah, to me, dear co master Livsha is even a hoshiata August Ibra. So that's with a raw no. Care if we know a clustal? How do you take a no?
Oh, as a personal insult, it's desperate. Yeah. Oh my
really?
God. Oh my god.
Sorry, but how many times have you been told no? In what context?
Like my Chirm Kester, the Nagan Rodegan Ian of Lum. I'm like, oh, come on, let's do this. And they're like, oh, no. I'm like,
oh, God,
I'm
thank God we said yes to the podcast.
I know. But like, yeah, I guess it's a hard blow to take, isn't it?
Not God. No. Yeah, alcohol is even an Ibra Stoka, you know, like, it happens to, like, shot and rud a Thomas Gamah, I guess. So I like I don't want to ever be knocked back. A knockback is a knockback.
A knockback, you know. Knockback, yeah.
And I think everything so personally. So
do you?
Oh God, yeah. I'm made of I don't know glass. What is it? I'm so or,
really.
I'm, yeah, or I'm soft. No, I'm not glass. Soft.
Yeah,
or
soft. Like, well, now
marshmallow.
Show piece of corlager for Misha a LDNA that has honestly changed like on Tligavechum our gach social interactions.
Right.
Nothing is ever rarely personal because you know the whole King Ruddy really. You know, book Kriya Choma. Nothing is ever really personal. Like, if you have an interaction with somebody and you feel like that they weren't nice to you, or if you're like looking at somebody's behavior or whatever it is, like 99 times out of 100, it's all about how that person interprets things, their relationship with themselves, what they're projecting onto you. If somebody's bitching about you, if somebody's falling out with you, if somebody, you know, doesn't want to be your friend anymore or has said something mean or whatever it is. It's never actually about you. It's all about them and like the story they tell themselves in their head and their relationship with themselves or like feelings of intimidation or whatever. And like, it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. It's so gay, but it's so like, you're thought they're going to raw, or they can lump some Marielle air, Mokumas new, like, I'm going to take that personally, you know? And if you would say, like, well, let's say, obviously you take rejection in a work setting, I think to heart because it's kind of how you value yourself, you know, your work. But care if we like Ruddy niece Tebby, like really small little things. Like what if you're at home and you're like, let's get a takeaway. And someone's like, no, we're not going to take away tonight. Do you just like, are you a plow on and don't accept the no?
DNA page kill, yeah. Oh, Neil Isagam.
Yeah, so you're thinking now.
Neil Isagam. Do you know Rod Agandela Rillum there? It's a little off topic, but it's just interesting the way you're saying people who might be negative towards you.
Yeah.
So like, how do you deal with someone who's confrontational? It mightn't necessarily be in a work setting, right? But say, calls you out. Let me just give you an example.
Oh, yes.
Because Horla Rod Agand, Domsela Janey, and I was shocked at my reaction. Because Vian Carthy Gandina. So let's just say, yeah. So let's say the situation is, this is just hypothetical. They're like, Louise, you're really crap at responding to my messages on WhatsApp. I've texted you 3 times and you haven't gotten back to any of my messages.
Yeah.
All the messages were like, not all they were, but let's just say they were like, they weren't questions. They were like well wishes or whatever.
Yeah.
And hadn't replied. Yeah. How would you, but was this person was really disappointed and annoyed at me for being a drochara.
Oh God, I'd crumble. I'd absolutely crumble.
I think that that's really unfair of somebody to confront you over that, because like, anyone who knows you, I'm just saying of this hypothetical situation of your life, would like know Louise is flat fucking out. She's between Dublin, she's between Limerick, she's juggling a million jobs. Like, you often ignore me, and if I'd be messaging you, and I'd just be like, all right, whatever, like, it's not anything to do with me, it's just like you're busy, and I understand that you're busy, like, and I can still be like, oh, you're like, you know, deadly or whatever. Like, I don't think I would be like, what is going on with that person that would that would make them confront you?
Yeah.
I'd be like, maybe they feel really rejected and lonely and like not, you know, insecure.
Yeah, so Horla Rodegan kind of Ksulashin, and the first confrontation I was like, you Shiva, in my head, it was like my stomach sank. It was in a social setting.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to deal with this, Joe, blah, blah, blah. So like straight away went into like, oh, like I'm like Don Lucktherm, Seb Bronerm, Bronerm. And I think Bronerm is like a no. It falls into that category. I feel we can oversay sorry. We can overcompensate from time to time, maybe. And I don't know. Anyway, then Kume Walia, and I kind of had a bit of reflection. I thought about it and I was like, do you know what now? How am I going to deal with this? Like, do I be like, do I be Krusta and Farragut? But instead I was like, actually, that person was right. So I need to thank them for highlighting that and like calling me out, and maybe I could be better. So actually, Hikmé Sakhor will probably end up cutting all this out actually. Close to the phone. And I was on a long drive, a 4-hour drive, and I went back through every single WhatsApp that I've missed since August and replied to everyone and just said, because I was so paranoid that I was like being kodravesuch and that I hadn't gotten back to people. And I was like, is this how I deal with, because I think I'm in a blessed position, like, during, thanks for just saying that like I people know I'm gonna hook and I'm not the best at replying, and accept me as I am. So it's so funny that was on like efach the viegon.
But like, I'm not like, the Marodigarian Dinishin Ditche. If you had texted someone 3 times, whether they were well wishers or whatever, and they didn't reply to you, would you be upset?
See, I think I don't think
you would be.
I don't think I would be.
And that's
Think I'd just drive on, and it would be like,
I know, and I'd be the same, like, you know,
unless I'd ask someone a question and they hadn't come back to me with a fragra.
Yeah. It's though got into like I get really scared that people will get upset, but then I also would never be annoyed at someone for doing that.
Yeah.
I'd never be annoyed at someone for doing that. I just assume that they're busy, unless I thought they were angry at me. I don't know.
It's a very, very hard question, because I suppose as well, our lives are very chaotic. So like, I would regularly just not get back to people. I'm like, oh God. Yeah. Or, you know what I've started doing is like, people message me and I'm like, oh, I can't deal with this. Like, the message gives me anxiety. So sometimes I'll just delete the like thread or whatever. Like, if it's an Instagram DM or something, I'm like, no.
Well, see, look,
and I just love it.
This is kind of what I mean. Like, should there have been? Yeah, but I'm like, should part of me have been like, look, no, I didn't respond, because why didn't I just tell the truth? Because I was flat out, and I sometimes don't respond to well wishes.
Yeah.
I sometimes don't respond, like, ring me. I was like, oh God, Shan's Groshan, sort of cheeky, but I'm like, you know, if you really do need me, like, stay at me. Like, and I say this all the time, her email, the Guinea, I mean, like, for work, I'm like, stay at me, because like, I will come back.
Yeah, I will miss emails, but I will get back to them eventually.
Eventually. So anyway, just rather horda. And
similar.
So, you delete Ruddy that you don't like.
No, like, say if somebody like messages ballsy. Me or something, and I'm like, oh God, like, this interaction is not going to go. Like, you know, it's not like somebody who's on to me about something.
Can you give us an example of what kind of thing would make you delete?
This is awful. But like, do you know the way, like, some people, oh, this is terrible.
Oh my God, say it out.
Do you know the way, like, on Instagram, like, you'd get a lot of DMs from people? Oh, I can't say
this. All the big schlong sliding into her DMs.
I'm just like, fucking good luck. Like, delete. Like, I don't have the time.
Like, send us a picture of your feet, you pagan queen.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. No, I'm just like, oh, listen, I'm trying to limit my time on these apps and on my phone and stuff. I'm just like, nah, cool. Like, I'm not going there.
So the question is, do you reply to your fans? Yes or no?
I don't have any fans to reply to.
Make your phone. na seachtainna. So ceann spéisiúil an seachtain seo Conaí, tá chun rud ag an rubeog difriúil a dhéanamh. Mar sa Gaeilge, there is no one word for the word no. Which is great for people like us who can't say it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So Gaeilge, you use the verb back in a positive or a negative way, whatever question you're asked. So thamwid country le fwint oshin, you know, for the keen on a havoc tucka bader that you might use in me honor. So I'm gonna say, Louise, am I Jenna Fina Ella Agat?
Now Neilam Conan Briher said, Tom Shikon Ra Era Nianocht.
Now not the era.
Because we need this because like, yeah, you're kind of
yes.
You're kind of thinking about it. Yera. Right. Yera.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair play. Sin
Gaeilge mar
fhreagair.
Oh, an Gaeilge.
And you're not ruling out Iha Morach.
No. You're not non-committal.
You see?
Yeah. Cliste.
I've grown her. I'm like probably isn't the fhreagair the grammar and dream was a gilurug.
Ah, fuck grammar and dream.
I could have used that one now. Har na nollag grimagad Louise. They're in Tori does a sheba while them, not Dorhi.
Oh, ni horhig mar kama dull agus for degna valu.
No, they're in. We're literally saying that no is a full sentence, and you went on to explain.
Oh, sorry.
You can
yeah,
just stop
okay.
after the no, right?
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
do it okay.
Right.
They're in Tori does a sheba while them, not Dorhi.
Ni horhig.
Oh. See, awesome. Like, again, it sounds so jarfach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the bother.
Juthuk.
Diotach. Obviously.
So, Kesha Gordon Weiss, on a nach malat, ain't red duel to hurrah. Because, like, that's every, ain't going to be the counter note that you like, ach, fool me and Jay, how duel to?
Yeah. I'll get shot back jarfuck in a
row. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, ni malum. It's Kamalum. No, actually.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie.
That is, yeah.
That's a massive lie.
Yeah.
She's like a positive little fairy.
Ni malum stuff. I don't know. Barlum of a jarfuck most feather. Barlum stuff at all. But then that's a very rose tinted way to live your life. I would avoid.
Okay, we're gonna role play.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, throw me right.
Here we go.
Go on.
Louise, did anything shift Ellis' studio? Not any.
Kate Von Gage, Tommy Greg. Go on, Mike. Yeah, I guess actually, yeah. Yeah,
I can't believe it took her 40 minutes to get to this realization.
Oh my god!
Well, this was an intervention.
This has been very much. It feels like it.
But Dortis Arud really mahan shin when I said oh erwalat, and then you said oh barlum. So shin rud really mahan like, would you like to do this? I'd actually prefer to do this. So maybe shin
rud
like erwalat dulagor coupon coffee, barlum bula agorn loan and tachtan shchuing. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's a positive way of saying no. It's offering an alternative. And maybe that is the key to our problem. Offer alternatives.
I think that's come full circle.
Yeah. Masame. Yeah. Connelly. Gurmi Namagov. August. Which we don't go to Chukunish.
Neil. Neil.
Erin O'Dashin. Slán.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, a word tussa, a giri nismo, how to gael idle hail? Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge, August nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August for Talk York Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.